The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. And, of course, it is Christmas Eve. So if you are heading out to do some last-minute shopping, and I mean last minute, could you get any more last minute than now? And I'm not going to fault you for that because I've done it myself many, many times. In fact, just a few years ago, I believe, I went out on Christmas Eve and did all of the shopping during the day. But this year I got it done 2 days before Christmas, or 2 days before Christmas Eve, I guess. Did it Sunday. And again, I don't have to go out and get much, just some gift cards and a couple of things for my mom and dad, but I knew what I wanted to get them already. Went to the mall, had a relatively smooth experience. Picked up a few other things while I was there. Because I don't go to the mall often. So it's like, okay, now, I forgot I got to go here. So I basically just go in the mall and just walk up and down, try to remember everything that I was looking for in the mall. But it was nice to see that it was busy, but that it was also, everybody was seemed pleasant. Lines were moving. Nobody seemed to be riled up about anything. But I will also say I didn't go into Burlington. So I can't speak for how things were in there. That might have been a different story altogether had I gone into the Dartmouth Mall, Burlington. But in terms of the rest of the mall, everything was great. Everything was smooth. Some of my friends were cosplaying over at the AMC Theater for the Sonic 3 release. They were dressed up as some of the Sonic characters, and that's something that they're doing a lot more of over there at the Dartmouth Mall. When they have movies where there's cosplay opportunities, this group is showing up, and they're there for 8 hours. They were there for 8 hours Saturday, 8 hours Sunday, unpaid. Just hanging out at the movie theater, showing off their costumes, taking photos with people. So if you see them doing that, go over and take a photo with them. Even if it's not a movie that you necessarily care about, go take a photo because they work hard on those costumes. Becky makes the best Dr. Robotnik you've ever seen in your life. And definitely worth taking a photo with. I also found out after the fact that you don't need to buy a movie ticket to pop over and take a photo with them. The security guards will let you go over there and take a photo. I found that out after the fact, though, because I just said, hey, can I go in there? And they said, no, you need a ticket. What I should have said is, hey, can I go take a photo with my friends over there who are cosplaying? And then they would have let me in, but I was kind of dumb about it, so I got the wrong answer. You got to be very specific with people, I guess. But I saw, too, you know, yesterday I went to Walmart, had to pick up a prescription and get some other items. And it while it was busy, again, and if any place was going to get worked up, if there was going to be fights that were happening, it would be at the Fairhaven Walmart. People get testy in that store when it's, you know, July, let alone when it's Christmas. But everybody seemed to be getting along and lines are moving. And I mean, I could tell people were kind of stressed because, you know, they're trying to do shopping the day before Christmas Eve. But it seemed relatively peaceful. Now watch, we'll get a police report later that there was some fight that broke out after I left. But it seemed like everything was okay when I was there. Because I don't know about you, but I get into that mindset of, I've got to get this, I've got to get that, I've got to get this, I've got to get that, because the store is going to be closed. It's only going to be closed for one day. I'm like, I better get toothbrush. I got to get toothpaste. I got to get deodorant. Better get some more cat food. Better get cat litter. Whoops, I forgot the cat litter. Oh my God. I'm going to have to go back tomorrow and go on Christmas Eve to get cat litter. It's only going to be closed on Christmas. It'll be open again on Thursday. I just changed the litter on Sunday. It's fine. But I get in that mindset of, like, the store is going to be closed for a week. I'll probably leave here later and go get some other things that I think that I would need, that I would be fine with without until Thursday. But speaking of commerce, we have this story about the Amazon driver who dumped 80 packages in the woods in Lakeville rather than deliver them. I keep saying he. They did not identify the gender of the driver. It could be a woman. They just kept saying it was, you know, them and there. They were trying not to give any real details, I guess. Because, again, the person is not being charged with any criminal charges. But they said that they were just stressed. So rather than bring the packages back, they just dumped them in the woods. They were just going to ruin 80 Christmases. Assuming that, you know, it was 80 different stops. Rather than bring the packages back and just admit defeat. So we can talk more about that. 508-996-0500. We'll also take your app chat comments and your open line voicemails if you want to leave those. Another story that I want to bring to your attention. PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is offering a reward for information that leads to the arrest of a person responsible for dumping a dead dog in Lincoln, Rhode Island on December 14th. On that day, police found a deceased canine in a trash bag in the parking lot of Barney's Pond on Smithfield Avenue. This comes from ABC6. Police said the dog's body had clear signs of trauma and appeared to be, quote, severely emaciated. PETA is offering up to a $5,000 reward for tips that help to find the person responsible and that no leads or suspects have yet been identified. Police believe the canine was abandoned between the night of December 13th and the morning of the 14th, and that the vehicle of interest is a white Toyota RAV4. So the senior vice president of PETA, Colleen O'Brien, said, this poor dog was apparently starved, abused, and then dumped on the side of the road like garbage. There may be other animals in the perpetrator's possession, so PETA asks anyone with information to come forward immediately. Other lives may depend on it. So it seems like there's going to be hopefully someone that will come forward to have this information, because somebody knows something. Somebody knows something about a person that drives a white Toyota RAV4 who had a dog and no longer has a dog. And this, I mean, again, it's hard to tell exactly what went on based on what they found. But they said that the dog had clear signs of trauma. See, if the dog was just severely emaciated, I'd say, well, maybe the dog was sick. Maybe the dog had a heart condition. And the person didn't have the money to bring it to the vet. My cat, not my current cat, but my former cat, passed away years ago from what they figured was a sudden heart issue. It just came out of nowhere. And within the course of a couple of days, he lost weight. And became what I would say looked like he was emaciated in just a matter of days. So who knows what exactly was going on, but they say that there were signs of trauma. So could those signs of trauma have been abuse? And if you have a deceased animal and you don't know what to do with it, call animal control. Call the vet. I don't know what they charge now, but when my cat passed away, we had no interest in keeping his ashes or burying him. So we had him cremated in a group cremation, which is where they would take all the animals that people didn't want the remains of, and they would cremate them all together and then just take the ashes and they would bring them out into the back of the pet cemetery and deposit them there. And, I mean, this was probably like 2015, 2016. They charged me $5. Now, when my dog passed away, I did have her ashes saved and still have them. It was about, I think it was $200 or $300 for that. And that's without an urn. They were just given to me in a bag. So I get it. It can be pricey. But if you can do one of those group cremations, obviously you don't want to have the dog anymore. You don't want to save its remains if you left it by the pond. So maybe it's something as innocent as that, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like this animal was likely abused and neglected, and this person didn't want to be found out. And that's sad, and they deserve to be punished. 508-996-0500. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, my goodness. Doom and gloom today.
Yeah, I mean, I hate having to share these animal stories in the morning, especially on Christmas Eve morning, but I can't help the news.
Yeah, I'm going to have a doom and gloom story. I'm just doing more research on it when Brian comes on. But I don't want to speak on it until,
He'll be here at 12:15 right after Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I know. So that's good. Paul Santos is coming in. I was thinking maybe Toby you were going to end up getting.
Who now?
Toby.
The guy who fills in for Howie?
Yeah.
I can't afford to pay him.
Oh, no, he's expensive, is he?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. No, he's been filling in quite a bit for Howie. He does a great job. But
yeah,
he's also got a business to run during the day, too.
Yes, he's at the gun shop. I'm gonna make my way over there after New Year's for there's this firearm you can possess, but it's not a real gun. I forget the goddamn
a burner.
Burner, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get that. And so when I just feel like I think it's kind of time to have something on me.
Yeah, and it's non-lethal, so you don't have to worry about killing anybody, right. But it'll get the job done.
Exactly, because a lot of people, I was going to get a regular firearm, but a lot of people end up getting shot by their own weapon.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen.
Yeah, majority of owners end up getting shot with their own weapon. So when you pull it out, you got to make sure you're going to use it. So with the burner, I know for sure I will. I'll use it. So after the first, I'm going to go and get that. And when the holiday traffic kind of calms down, I'm going to go up to Boston, see my stepbrother, check out his new digs, because I haven't even been there since he got there. So see what his little place is like. And so on Christmas, are you seeing a bunch of people? Or are you just strictly the family? Like, how do you do your whole day?
No, I just go. I get up whenever I get up, and then I take a shower and go over to my parents' house. And, you know, it all depends on who goes over there. I mean, you know, the family, like, you know, everybody has different obligations. So, like, I know my brother and his children and his wife come on Christmas Eve. So I won't see them on Christmas, but, you know, I'll see him after that. And then, you know, my sister, I have, you know, three sisters. So I think the other three sisters will all be there on Christmas Day with their families. And then sometimes my aunts and uncles come by. It all depends on, you know, who's come by and who is busy and who isn't. And
well, I'll tell you, I was at the butcher shop yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Talk about slamming.
No, I can imagine.
I mean, it was crazy. People were just, oh my God, the meat was just going out. And I originally had my order for to pick it up tomorrow, prime rib with the bone in. It was so good last year. I got myself one for this year. And cooked. Because my oven went on the blitz, and I think I need a new one, but I'm not asking for nothing. I got a new wave oven, you know. Those are good size for me, and easy plug in and then unplug it. But I wanted it cooked, you know, so I went there, and then I called him, and I said, no, make it for Monday, because you're so busy Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, Tuesday, rather. So, yeah, he was so slamming yesterday, I can't imagine what today is going to be like. And I went to that new grocery store.
Yeah, Vicente's, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's too rich for my blood. I mean, I don't know about the vegetables because I didn't look at what the prices were, but everything else, just a little too rich for me. And the seafood, they had seafood everywhere, but it smelled way too fishy. So I didn't want anything from there. It's a small seafood selection. I mean, they got a lot of fish laying out there, but it just smelled so fishy. I just couldn't, you know, I didn't bother to check the prices. I just left the store, but they were jam-packed.
Well, everybody's always interested in a new store, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were definitely jam-packed. It was just, wow. I'm trying to get over to the mall yesterday. I've been stuck in traffic so long. I said, no way. I'm not doing it. It's not like I really needed anything. I just really wanted to go in and see the movies instead of looking at it, because I know new movies are coming out, so I didn't know if they put the new ones out yet on the, you know, the wall. I want to see that movie, Baby Girl.
Oh, it's a little spicy.
Huh?
That movie's a little spicy.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, enjoy it, but I'd feel kind of weird watching that movie in a theater with a group of other people.
Oh, I don't. It's not going to be that spicy.
I heard it's pretty spicy.
Yeah, I love Nicole Kidman, and then or The Gladiator, but I don't know. We'll see what else is coming. So Christmas Day, I might
see. The Bob Dylan movie comes out on Christmas too. My question is, if Nicole Kidman is the star of the movie, do they still have her come out at the beginning and tell you how, you know, this is where magic happens, and does that little thing at the beginning of the movies?
Yeah, you know what? That's so funny. I was asking myself the same thing, and I saw somebody doing, on one of the late night talk shows, had her suit on, but instead of being the blue, you know, that beautiful pantsuit. She was wearing a black one, and it was like the exact same thing with gold stripes. I was like, wow. And that made me think of, is Nicole still going to be doing the AMC?
Well, it'd be funny if they had somebody else doing it just as a, you know, a one-time thing, like kind of like a joke. But I got to hold you there. I got to take a break here.
I just want to wish everybody a skitty rule of Christmas. Be safe. Watch out driving. There's angry people out there. And that's it. And I hope Chris is feeling better. And
yeah, he's doing well. He said he'll be back Thursday.
I hope he still gets to have his big party today.
I think all those folks, I hope he cancels all those folks, because if they show up and he's not here, they're going to be weirded out by it. Paul Santos is going to be like, what's going on?
All right. Well, Tim, I will talk to you after the holidays.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
All right. We got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned. We like Slade here, that's for sure. All right, we are going to go into the newsroom, and we are going to get all the updates on the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt. Then the other side, more calls with you, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil.
Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty. Former President Clinton hospitalized. And it's the season of giving to yourself.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Luigi Mangione is pleading not guilty to state charges in New York related to the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. It comes after the 26-year-old Ivy League grad appeared in federal court Thursday to face charges of murder, stalking, and a firearms offense in the killing of Thompson. The Manhattan DA's office says they've been coordinating with the feds with their separate indictment with enhanced charges. The busy holiday travel period is underway. A record number of people expected to hit the road. AAA says about 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more through January 1st, which is back to pre-pandemic levels. And strong storms could cause travel disruptions this holiday week. The West Coast could see heavy rain, while the central and eastern part of the country will likely see extremely cold temperatures. The storm could also bring a white Christmas from North Dakota east into Michigan and the Northeast. Former President Clinton is hospitalized after developing a fever. An aide tells NBC News the 78-year-old was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. for testing and observation, but he remains in good spirits. A source went on to tell NBC News that the situation was not urgent. President-elect Donald Trump is hinting at a future for TikTok in the U.S. He says after seeing the success his campaign enjoyed on the popular short-form video app, he feels like it's time to start thinking about TikTok. Trump spoke Sunday at America Fest, hosted by Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action in Phoenix. The Amazon Teamsters union strike expanding just ahead of the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. Drivers are protesting at Amazon delivery stations in Chicago, Atlanta, New York, San Francisco, and Southern California. They say they want better working conditions and pay, and for Amazon to recognize them as employees. And it's officially gifting season, but young adults are doing more self-shopping. Almost half of Gen Z and millennials are purchasing their own gifts this holiday season. This, according to a consulting firm. The most popular seasonal splurges include clothing, accessories, electronics, travel, live events, and health and wellness. Gen Z and millennials expected to be the drivers in a holiday sales surge this year, with Gen Z's holiday budget rising 37% and millennials' budget rising 16%, according to the accounting firm PwC. Other influences of the self-gifting trend are social media influencer and self-care marketing.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins beat the Washington Capitals 4-1 yesterday. Back on the ice on Friday with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Celtics lost to the Orlando Magic 108-104. A Christmas Day game with the Philadelphia 76ers at TD Garden, 5 o'clock.
Now, your ABC6 South Coast forecast.
A mainly cloudy Christmas Eve with a few light snow flurries here on the south coast, a high of 36. On Christmas Day, a mix of sun and clouds, a high of 32. And then just past the holiday on Thursday, partly cloudy, a high of 37. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Season's greetings from all of us here at Saturday Night Live.
One. One, two. One, two.
Says Christmas time is near. I don't care what your daddy says, Christmas time is near. All I know is the Santa sleigh is making its way to the USA.
So I don't know how to play any Christmas songs on the guitar, but I learned how to play that song. Because first of all, it's super easy, but also because that's one of my favorite Christmas. I used to love when they would bring that back every year, or and not just to Christmas too. They did it some other times as well. They did one with the Muppets. But I always thought it was great. Horatio Sanz, Jimmy Fallon, Tracy Morgan, Chris Kattan. And then when you think about it, we're talking like just 25 years ago, almost, that they were doing that. So you're probably thinking to yourself as you are heading into all of today and tonight and tomorrow's festivities, like when Thursday comes around, I just want to relax. I don't want to have to do anything. And you know what you're not going to want to have to do is the laundry. Well, that's why you should have Dash Laundromat take care of it for you, because not only can they wash, dry, and fold your laundry for you, they'll come and pick it up. They'll come pick it up from your home, from your office. Wash, dry, fold it, bring it back, and deliver it. Makes it super easy, super convenient, and super affordable. But the other day, I used the Dash Locker. I was when I was on my way to the mall, I said, you know what? I'm going to drop off my laundry at Dash, use the locker. I just went into the Dash Laundromat app, typed in, you know, what I wanted. And when I got there, I scanned the code. The locker door opened up. I left my clothes in. Dash called me to double check on everything that I wanted to do. And then when it was all done, they called me and let me know. And the app alerted me as well. And then I just showed up, scanned the app, the locker door opened, and I was able to put my clothes in the car and drive away. That easy. But what really impressed me about it is what a great job they did bundling everything up. So instead of, you know, just putting all the clothes into the bag, it's almost like they organized it by outfit. Or organized by the type of clothes. So now I know in this bag, that's where all my underwear and socks are. And they don't ball up the socks like you do when you do laundry. No, no. Dash Laundromat wraps the, they take the socks and they package them up together like they were brand new from the store. So you've got six pairs of socks all wrapped up with a Dash Laundromat label around them. It's like having brand new socks. And what's great about the clothes when they get washed at Dash is they actually do feel like they're brand new clothes. They're crisp. They're not wrinkled. I can take them right out of the bag and throw them on. So find out more about all the different services that Dash Laundromat can offer by downloading the Dash Laundromat app and find out about their delivery service. Find out about drop-off service. Find out about those convenient lockers. And make sure you follow them on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. They're always putting up interesting videos. And, of course, DashLaundromat.com. But stop on by as well and visit them at Dash Laundromat at 1 State Road in Dartmouth and see what they're all about there. Because when you get to the point where, you know, laundry is off the table for you, where it's just not something that you even got to think about anymore, that's when you know that Dash is providing a service that really does change your life. And they've changed mine. So check out Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, and online at dashlaundromat.com. All right, my number here, 508-996-0500. We were talking about that Amazon driver who just felt stressed and dumped 80 packages in the woods. What was the end game for that? And I know that the police said no criminal charges, because really, did they commit any crime? They didn't steal the packages. They just didn't deliver the packages. And as the chief said, you know, that's going to be an internal issue for Amazon to deal with. And I'm sure they will. But this is something that affected other people. And I get it. I have sympathy for somebody who's stressed out at the holidays. I was at Lowe's the other day getting a gift card from my parents. Again, it's not a spoiler if they're listening. I get them one every year for Christmas. They know they're getting it. But they had a sign up at the register asking people to be considerate and polite to their employees. And the person that I had was like the sweetest, nicest person ever. How could anybody be difficult with her? And she was asking me. So I bought a gift card for my son there too, because they have all kinds of gift cards at Lowe's. You can buy them for all kinds of things. So I bought him one that, you know, I put a pretty significant amount on there. And so when she asks me how much, and I tell her, she's like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Yep." She's like, "I hope this is for somebody that you know." I said, "What?" "Yeah, I hope it's for somebody that you know and like not somebody that you just started dating online or something." "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, we see that. People come in here. They get a gift card and they have to put like all kinds of money on it and send it to somebody because either, you know, they have legal problems or they're a jailer." I was like, "Oh, no, no, I'm not getting catfished. I'm not getting scammed. No, no, this is going to my son, hand delivered. I know it's him." But I thought that that was, you know, both funny and sweet at the same time that she was checking up and making sure. But how could anybody be mean to somebody like that? But apparently people are, enough so that they have to have a sign on the register asking people to be considerate. Now, what does that tell you about the world? That here it is, the Christmas season, the time of year when even jerks like me, once I get in the Christmas spirit, are finally in a better mood. And, you know, I said Merry Christmas to everybody that rang me up on Sunday and everybody that I encountered. Like, you know, I get in the spirit just only a couple of days before the holiday. But if I can do it, anybody should be able to do it. And why does a store need to have a sign like that? Because people are jerks. I went into Spirit Christmas because I'd never been in there, and I figured while I was over there, I'd check it out. And there was a guy in there yelling at his kid. It's like, how can you yell at your kid in a Christmas store? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. But to think somebody's actually yelling at the Lowe's employees enough that they have to put a sign up? I hope it was just preemptive. I hope that there wasn't a situation that sparked that, whether it be in that store or in any of the stores. Because that's just unacceptable. And I think things are going to get worse before they get better. Because now people are feel empowered to say the quiet part out loud. People feel empowered to say things that you can't imagine they would ever possibly say. Spend 5 minutes in a town Facebook group. Any town. Pick any town. But you go to the town Facebook group and you see the comments that people put up and the memes people put up and you say, "How? I live among these people? And this is the way that they think?" And this isn't bots. These are people that are actually real people in town putting this garbage out there. So, I don't know. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli.
And of course, tomorrow is also the first night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah begins tomorrow on Christmas, sometimes referred to as Christmasica. And it's the first time that it's happened since 2005, but only the fifth time in the last 114 years that Hanukkah has started on Christmas. So enjoy it. Have some potato latkes with your Christmas dinner. And as a kid that grew up celebrating both, this would have been like, you know, heads exploding in my house. But I guess it happened in 2005, but I guess it hadn't happened before that since 1959. It's not going to happen again until 2035. So we never had that as a kid. I never had to experience Christmas and Hanukkah on the same day, you know, Hanukkah starting on the same day as Christmas. But we would always go one night over my grandparents' house. We wouldn't go for all eight nights, but we would go for one night and do all the presents in one night and light all the candles in one night. My grandparents were not, you know, Orthodox. They were not overly religious, but they certainly went to temple on the high holidays and, you know, brought us there a few times, and they were actively involved in their temple in terms of being part of the community, but they weren't overly religious. We got some app chat messages. DSY says, tell Skeddy she can bring that gun when we go to Foxwoods. So when you get your Burna, Skeddy, you can bring it to Foxwoods. Although you can, I mean, it's not, you don't need to be licensed for it, so you can travel with it over state lines, but I don't know that Foxwoods allows you to bring that in. So just, you might want to leave it in the car. Smoke says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Tim. Thank you for what you do every day for your listeners. Well, thank you. Same to you as well. And thank you to all the listeners for making it so I can be here every day. And then Skeddy asks what day my birthday is. It's January 4th. So it's coming right up, right around the corner. I'll be 47, if you can believe it. All right, I got to take one final break here before the end of the hour, and we'll be back in a few moments. And Christmas is the time to say I love you. And what better way to say I love you than with some delicious treats from Dorothy Cox's Chocolates. Whether it be their famous Butter Crunch, Truffles, Fudge, or a classic box of assorted milk or dark chocolates, they've been doing it all since 1928. Dorothy Cox's Chocolates has been making the holidays brighter for everyone here on the South Coast and beyond. So stop in today at 21 Burden Way in Fairhaven or 100 Griffin Street in Fall River, or you can order online at dorothycox.com. If you mention WBSM, you'll receive a free chocolate-covered pretzel. So that's just their way of saying happy holidays from everyone at Dorothy Cox's Chocolates. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back on the other side, we should be having a guest join us to talk about the new donation.